Darrell. I mean, simply, big win for you that tonight.
Yeah, big win. Tough game. Ebbed and flowed and both ways. You know, different teams in front. Took us a while to. Well, it didn't take us a while. It took us not long to get in front and look like we were in a great position. But they're a good side, and they kept coming back at us and putting us under real pressure. Got a lot of penalties. I don't know what the penalty count was, but you know, it was. They got a lot of penalties coming out of yardage, which put us under a fair bit of pressure. You know, the game flipped pretty quickly from one end of the field to the other. So yeah, I was just delighted that we were able to get over the top of a side that started outstandingly well this year.
And we know about the foundations of these games being one with a, you know, tough performance up front from the pack, and plenty of people have talked about their pack in these first couple of games of the season as opposed to perhaps yours. How did you think your 6 or 10 coped with it?
Yeah, I thought we did really well. We started really well. I don't think we dropped off, and they started to punch big holes through the middle of us, and they got a couple of tries straight through the guts, which is something obviously we would need to address. I thought our boys worked hard, and you know, we kept going, and we created some opportunities later on in the game. And it's tough when you played against a team of such huge individuals physically, and they're going to get on the top side of you at times. So, but I think there's some bits we need to work on there. But our pack's it's a great pack, you know. It's got so much ability in the pack, and it's got a good balance about it. So there were things there that I've challenged them about at times. But they're a great pack, you know, and they responded pretty well individually and collectively to what we talked about half time.
Yeah, and talking about the 10, you know, the bench strength, if you like, and Adam Milner kind of changed the impetus a little bit somehow when he came on, and Nathan Massey, a big part to play today.
Yeah, Mass was a bit disappointed he wasn't on in the first half, looking at his face at half time, but, you know, he's done a great job for us there. He's been real fresh and sharp, and his footwork's great. You know, he gets the ball down on the floor and plays it real quick, and you know, he was great for us. You know, I just think our pack as a whole just worked so hard, and when it started to open up a little bit, you know, I put Grant Millington into the second row with Ollie Holmes getting injured, then we started to put a little bit more width on the ball, and that got us into good field position, which was great. I think there was a good balance about us in the second half.
You mentioned earlier you got off to a flying start. Jai Hitchcock with that try in the right-hand corner after about 90 seconds or so. None of us up in the press box knew that he was playing at the point he touched the ball down, I don't think. What was all that about with Joe Monahan pulling out?
Yeah, well, he'd hurt his back, and you know, he didn't train yesterday morning, and then we thought he'd be all right. He warmed up, but he wasn't right, so we yanked Jai in, and he trained yesterday, looked sharp today. I thought he was excellent. Just he took his opportunity, which is great for him. I think makes my life a bit more difficult in terms of selection, but he's certainly put his hand up and in there that he's a player who not only can you rely on, but he's capable of doing something that's going to make people sit up and take notice.
And his second try, I mean, of the many skills that Luke Dawn has, you don't kind of associate him with cross-field kicks to set up tries. It was a bit of a last-gasp play. Andy Kelly and myself didn't know whether to suggest it was a hit-and-hope kick or it was brilliant vision. How would the coach put it?
Well, there was a little bit of fortune in there, but, you know, Dawn has been doing a little bit of that in practice, to be honest, you know, as an option kick. We were a little bit frantic, I thought, in the first half, and we were slightly fortunate with that try, but well, that happens, doesn't it? It's the game, you know. You roll the dice and you take your chances, don't you? And you rolled the dice there, and we were fortunate enough to come up with something. But it still took a fair bit of finishing, and he did it in great fashion, Jai.
And as somebody who lined up at centre at certain times of his career, you'd have been quite proud with what Jake Webster did to produce that try down the left for Denny.
Yeah, he's playing well, Jake. I mean, he's played around the world and he's played international football. At the moment, you know, he looks a mature player. He's doing a great job for us. I mean, he got caught a little bit for the try that they scored down our left in the first half. But rather, he's playing really well. You know, some of his skills and he looks sharp. You know, he does look sharp. So I'm pleased with Jake. You know, we've lost Michael Shenton, and that's been a fair old blow for us. That. But the way he's stepped in and really shown a mature presence around the team, I've been really, really pleased with.
And what a great signing Denny Solomon has been for you since he arrived at the club. He was, you know, a bit of a low-key, under-the-radar sort of thing when he arrived, but fantastic finishing, and again tonight completes the job with that hat-trick try.
Well, he's electric in there, you know. He gets the ball over the line. I mean, there's numerous ways he gets it over there, but it's very effective. He knows that it just has to be on the line. It doesn't have to be too much. I remember Graham Murray telling us that affair, but just the line will do, and he does a great job. It's just over the line. He gets it on the deck, and you know there's numerous ways he does it, but they're all very effective. And you know, as an athlete, he's pretty special, Denny.
And word for Luke Gale, of course, the man who kicked that decisive drop goal to get you back in front, that has tipped the scales back in your favour. All round game tonight, how did you think he stood up?
Well, he's industrious, and he's always looking for something. I don't think it's his best game tonight. I don't think he really applied that much pressure to Hull, but he's always looking. He's always probing and looking for opportunities, and they were after him a bit tonight, put him under a fair bit of pressure. And that at the end, you know, that's what halfbacks are there for. You know, that's why they get paid more than anybody else, because they're there to do all that job.
Earn his money tonight. So great win tonight. Congratulations on that. Doesn't get any easier next week with a trip to Langtree Park, Saints, and not been a happy hunting ground for the club for the last 20 odd years now.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, OKR, a couple of years ago, then we hadn't won there for 24, 25, 26 years, something like that, and then we haven't lost there since. So I know they're a different proposition, St Helens, away from home, but for me, I'm looking at our team and I'm looking at theirs, and I think we should go there with confidence. It'll be tough, it always is there, but why not? If we're going to see ourselves as potentially doing something special this year, you've got to be able to beat anybody anywhere. And I think we've shown on our travels, we've been to Hull twice and not been beaten yet. And OKR played pretty well against us, to be fair. So, we just get ready to play a tough game. But wherever you go, feel capable, you can go and win it. So the pitch dimensions are pretty much the same, aren't they? So you don't need to worry about anything else too much.
And situation with Joel, is he going to be available for that? And have you got any more injuries out of tonight's game?
Ollie Holmes got a bit of a groin. Don't know how bad it is. Felt like Poppy said, so that doesn't sound good. Dennis Solomon, a bit of a knee. Joel will be available, I would think. He's just a slight problem with his back, so he should be okay. Might have to rejig things a little bit, but you know, that's why you have a good squad, isn't it?
Well, I hope things go well over there. Thanks for your time tonight, Donald.
Thank you.